My guests are Andrea March, who is a political commentator and a journalist, and he joins me in the studio. Andrea, good morning, and it's good to have you.
Good morning, and good morning to listeners of Mraya FM.
We have also with us here in the studio, Jamai Kolog, who is a civil society activist, and he recently released a report on land grabbing. Jamai, it's good to have you. Welcome to the Mraya
Show. Thank you, it's my pleasure.
Great. Let's begin with you, Jamai, because recently you have been doing something about land, mm-hmm. and we'll get to talk about that in details. Yes. But how big is the problem of land grabbing in our country, according to the research you just did?
It is huge. It is huge. And it is so coincidental that the interview that you have just conducted with that community leader exactly represents our findings in the report that we released last year. One thing that has emerged very clear is that the cases of land grabbing actually happen in proximity to conflict. So in other words, the more we are indulged in issues of violence, there is always an opportunity for people to begin grabbing land. So our finding indicates that actually when you look at the trend of land grabbing, you notice that it is started escalating before even South Sudan could become independent. Mm-hmm. Especially in during the time of the post-liberations of some of these towns, like Yei, Nimule, and all these areas, mm-hmm. Land grabbing issues started rising from there. It became worse when the 2013 and 2016 conflict happened. Mm-hmm. So it is literally in line with what this guy has said. And unfortunately, has been a very considerable level of militarization of land grabbing. And our finding indicates that, truly speaking, most of these culprits that are accused of land grabbing are men in uniform. And the community leader is exactly reflecting what our finding is.
Great. Now, Andrea March, I would like you to first react to the two interviews that you just had from the community leader and also from the SSPDF on the issue of land grabbing. What do you think? Because the community leader is saying men in uniform are the one who are grabbing this land. And we heard from the SSPDF say this is not organized. These are some individuals. What could you like to, how will you react to this?
First of all, the issue of land grabbing is not new. It has been there for years. And I think what was said by the leader of the youth, Callisto Ladu, is happening. It's not something that we cannot deny. And I do agree with him that there are, because he said some men in uniforms, is it not?
Yes.
He says some.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Now, for the response of the spokesperson for the army, I think he's right. The army and the police cannot send someone, or even the government cannot send someone mm-hmm. on behalf of the institution to go and grab land. These are individuals who are doing this for their own interest, and they are supposed to be to face the law.
Mm-hmm. So the government and the army have the position to send some people to stop them from doing
this. Exactly, exactly. Because even now I've heard that the governor of the state was there. Then if the governor of the state was there, then he should solve the problem. Mm-hmm. Who else will do it if he does not do it?
Well, apparently, as we heard, they did not listen to the governor. Instead, their number increases, and these are people with guns.
And that is why I'm saying what was that the issue of land in South Sudan cannot be solved in isolation with the other problems that are facing the country. Mm-hmm. The land reform is part and parcel of the issue of the reform in the Republic of South Sudan. Whether reform in the economy, reform in the security sector, there must be reform. So these people, they are not supposed to go and start allocating land for themselves. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to happen that way. And we will talk in details mm-hmm. about this later.
Yes, and that's why I want us to get into the, you know, why is this happening? Because if we have to find a solution, we have to find the reason as to why this is really happening. Why are people grabbing land? Is it because of desperation of very hard procedures of acquiring land, or very, very expensive to get land here, or people are just greedy, or people just need more land and more land and more land. Why is this happening? Why do a group organize themselves, go to an empty space, you know, without consulting with the other people, and just start distributing land? And even calling other people to come and register, they form their own committee to start giving land for the people without consultation with the landowners. Why is this happening, Jermaine?
Well, like I've said, I think when the violence emerge, you notice that the consequences of the conflict resulted into massive displacement. And definitely, I'm not only saying that the land issues are related to vacant land by people that have left the country, but also one thing we need to note is that land has become a very lucrative business. The truth is that you would notice that during the conflict, I think South Sudan has gone into a very serious stage of challenges, where unemployment has gone virtually to zero. People are not being, for example, paid. Many public servants have gone a number of months without being paid. But one thing that has not failed to strive is issues of transaction on land. And therefore, everybody now would want to look at what is it that can quickly raise for me the available money. And therefore, what you see is a response to some of the challenges where people look at grabbing land and selling land as an alternative. That is one of the reasons why we seem to be seeing this mushrooming. The other reason is that I think this is a challenge to the Ministry of Justice, and it is a challenge itself to the Chief of Defense Forces. Because we feel that, I think, as a ministry, they need to inculcate the issue of conflict resolution as a machinery of ending impunity within the army. Now, when you begin to see characteristics of individual who dishonor a governor is like the president of the state. Now, if people can no longer listen to the governor, who else can they listen to? So I think, other than responding to say these are individuals, one thing we need to note is that even if that person is one or two, is going to tarnish the image of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces. And therefore, it is the responsibility of the military to ensure that they respond. In fact, if by any chance that dishonoring of the governor orders goes to the military, I expect a very serious response and get these guys there. Otherwise, at the end, you will be implicated to be part of this process when people know that you have got the force to actually be able to evict these guys that are dishonoring the orders of the governor.
All right. Yes, and Andre, you'd like to react to that briefly, please.
I want to look at the root causes of this issue of land grabbing. First of all, Sir William, there are things that we don't talk about always. Why are people, when people came here in 2005, Juba was a very small city.
Indeed.
It has kept expanding now. It's going all the way now, always reaching Luri. And here, it's going, always going to Kwerejek. And on the other side here, it's going even to now it has gone to, it's going to Mangala. It's going to Mangala now. The question is, Juba is a capital city of South Sudan. And being a capital city, it comes with advantages and disadvantages to the host community.
Indeed.
There are advantages and disadvantages. I remember a few years back, the Bari community wrote a letter that we want the capital city to be removed from here. Not because we don't like other communities, but we have a very small land. If the capital is keeping expanding this in this ratio, the Bari community is going to disappear. So the land is very small. And that is why people were always talking about this issue of ramshell. Now, being a capital city, you have people who are, he's a seat of the government of South Sudan. You have people who are soldiers who are coming here to work in Bilfam. You have people who are coming to work in police. In different institutions, where are these people going to stay? This is the root cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't know, where are these people going to stay? The government, the national government, does not have any clear plan to accommodate these people. The local government, which is the central regulatory, does not have a clear plan to accommodate these people. So what is going to happen? Now people are breaking law. Because when you go to a bush and start clearing land and distributing to people, you are breaking law.
Yes, and clearly you did mention about people.
But where are you going to stay if you don't break the law? That is the question now.
Now, should the host community be the one to carry that burden, or the government should be the one to address this?
It is not the host community. The central government and the government of Central Equatoria, plus the host community, should sit and address this.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a need for a residential, new residential areas, then the government, the local government, should talk to the host community. Should talk to the host community so they are allocated land. But you cannot go and allocate yourself land. Secondly, Sabit William, those people, there are people who have more than 30 or 50 land, piece of land here in Juba.
Mm-hmm.
There are individuals, such individuals, someone, one person, with more than 30 pieces of land. And others with a family and does not have land. He does not know even where he can go. And he's a soldier working with the government. And his salary cannot rent him a house. It's not enough even for breakfast, not even lunch. I'm not talking about renting a house. The salary is not enough for breakfast. Where will he go? So I think it's a failure of the central government and the government of Central Equatoria.
The state government.
And the law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
What is the law enforcement? Because people, when people go, like, how many incidents that we have seen people killing themselves over the land? I'm not talking even about the land grabbing. Even here in Thungpeng, in Munuki, in other areas, there are issues of land. You have one piece of land being sold to 5-6 people. Here in the center of the city, This is an issue of rule of law.
Great, yes, and let's talk about that, Jame. Who is supposed to protect these people now? We have heard the governor was there. Somehow he seems to be vulnerable as well. We had the communities are vulnerable. They're saying, they tried all means. And that's why I want us to listen to the last part of this interview with this gentleman on what he says. And the governor himself went up to the ground, tried to talk to these people to stop it, but they did not listen to the governor. What next for you as a community?
As the community, we will continue raising the case up to the national level, but in case the government does not take any immediate step, of course the community will at the end find itself forced to protect its land by all means possible, because the first priority is now to exhaust all the peaceful means by involving the government and by going on the ground and telling the land grabbers, please don't grab this land. Land is divided into three. There is communal land, private land, and public land. So this land is for the community. So if you want the land, go to the state government, and you will get the land officially.
Mm-hmm.
But they are refusing, and we are calling for the government to intervene. And up to now, the people are demarcating, and nobody is talking to them. In case there is no any intervention from the government, the Bari community will only have one option. Of defending this valuable resource that they have. The youth, the women, the elderly will all go there to Bilinyang, and will go there to Luri, will go there to Rajaf and protect its land. Maybe when the community turn out in that way, maybe now the government will come for the rescue of the community. Because if the community is owned of its own land, then there will be nothing called Bari community without the land.
Let's talk about land, particularly giving land out. And these are areas within Juba here, and there are some communities who came from far and they would like to reside in Juba here. The land prices for you to buy a land is extremely difficult. You as a community, do you sometimes give out land? Why is it so difficult to give out land to people when they try to request for it?
The responsibility of giving land to the people is the responsibility of the state government. It is not the responsibility of the community. Once there is something called town planning board in the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure in Central Equatorial State. This board is responsible for the assessment of the city. They will see in case there is increase in population in given period of years, then they will know in this period of time with this increase in population, and what is that size of land that is needed for the people to occupy. Then it is the state government that will now sit with the local community for the land to be given. That is to say, the communal land will in this case be given to the government as a public land. Then the government will now be the one to demarcate this land and allot it to the people who apply for it.
Yes, and that is still the community leader there who was talking, and you heard him clearly. It seems if this problem is not resolved, it's going to create even more conflict in the country.
Unfortunately, issues of land is going to be a very major trigger of conflict if it is not resolved. And I think the community leader is absolutely right. If there are mistakes or inability of the central government or the state government in resolving issues of land, the burden shouldn't be taken to the community. I think South Sudan has got procedures of acquiring land, which is part of the Land Act and which is part of the Local Government Act and the Constitution. So these mechanisms are put there so that people are able to follow it systematically and acquire land in a manner that does not degenerate into this kind of utterances that you hear from the leader. Now, in terms of response to addressing these issues, I think there are typical examples in the past where we realize that if there is will to stop this kind of schemes, I think that can be stopped. Remember the incidents of Sirikat. When it happened, the whole machinery of the military, including the Ministry of Interior, went across to Sirikat and calmed the situation down. When a military general came to the judiciary and intimidated a judge over issues of land, the national security went there and apprehended the guy. That one actually was resolved. So it means that I think there are avenues existing within the government that need to be activated. If those guys are there to threaten the community, I think wherever they are coming from seems to be known. And therefore, the leadership, if it is the SSPDF, the leadership, who is the CDF, should be able to respond. If there are issues of the police, I think the Inspector General of Police and the Minister of Interior should be able to respond. Okay. And they sit down with the community, and if these concerns are things that the government can be able to address, then like this, what this community leader has said, these guys can be relocated to a land that can not bring some kind of contention with the community.
Right. Yes, what will you say, Andrea?
Well, what I will say is this. This problem is the responsibility of the government of Central Equatoria. Because if those people who are grabbing land, if they want land, it is the responsibility of the government of Central Equatoria. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, even there are chiefs who will allocate land to some individuals. They are given money. They are given money, and they give land. So even some chiefs are part of the problem. Always I look at this as a small part of a bigger problem. As I've said, it is an issue of rule of law. You cannot just go and just start demarcating land. And the government also have to understand, where are you going to put these people? There is something happening here in Juba, Sabit William. Juba is going to be another Khartoum. When I say Juba is going to be another Khartoum, everybody in the country, in South Sudan now, is coming to Juba. Mm-hmm. Everybody is coming to Juba. Because good schools are here in Juba. Good hospitals are here in Juba. If you are running from Jonglei or from Rumbek or from Chuaibet, from insecurity, you run to Juba. Everybody is here. The business in Juba. Who is going to stay there? Who is going to stay in these states? Nobody is going to stay. That is why the population has tripled in the last few years. So I think if government could implement the policy of the SPLM, taking town to the people. This is what we have been saying. That was the vision of Dr. John Garang. You take town to the people. But now, it seems like people have waited for long for town to come to them.
They're now coming to town.
And now they decide to come to town and they turn town to be a village.
And yes, that is a very big issue now that we are seeing, of course, on the land issues. People can go and start, you know, getting their land because they want to come to Juba, but they don't have a place in Juba and they want land in Juba. Jame, it's a must. People need a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But how should it be handled in a way that it cannot bring conflict between some of the communities that are trying to occupy this land or dividing for themselves or these individuals with the, you know, the owners of the land?
First of all, I think it is important to acknowledge that the government need to have a very clear strategy of addressing questions of internally displaced persons. Most of these, some of the guys that you see getting involved, these are people that have been displaced because of the conflict. Mm-hmm. And they will always have to look for area where there is peace. And in most cases, Juba has been the only hope of the people. We believe that if the government concentrates in implementing the peace agreement, the overwhelming tensions that are generated by desire to settle in Juba will be lessened. Because then people will be able to go back where? To their own communities. I think that is something that needs to be happen. Number two, we need to see a very clear strategy. In our finding, we realize that IDPs are both victims and also they are perpetrators of land grabbing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they come around and they are allocated, for example, land. In most cases, we have never seen a very clear timeline to say, this is the condition of you to settle here as an IDP. You end up seeing these same people within a very short time turning this same area where they've been allocated to be hosted and demarcating it to become plots.
Mm-hmm.
So it means there is laxity in terms of truly justifying how these guys are supposed to be settled and how they should be treated. The other issue is, I think I'm agreeing with the match. There also seems to be a tendency of this analogy that land belongs to the people or lands belong to the community. Mm-hmm. And some communities want to really egocentrically and centralize land to mean that it means this land belongs to community. The person that only qualifies to get this land within this community must be
from
an indigent of that community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is not how nations are run. I think we should be able to accommodate each other and ensure that whatever pieces of land exist somewhere, we should have a heart of conversation and have consensus to agree that some of these guys are also human beings like you. They have families, they have children, they are also under the predicament of the conflict, and therefore they need to be given. By the way, some of the guys are people that want to genuinely buy land, but they cannot buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because of some of these processes that are within these mm-hmm. communities. I think these are things that need to be broken.
As where is this person coming
exactly.
from?
I mean, these are the questions that have been happening.
All right. Yeah. Now, March, that is what I want to also, let's address that a little bit.
Mm.
Because we have seen here, and it's happening here in Juba, where a community, a whole community can decide to go and grab a neighborhood and they want to stay there. I don't know if it is legal or illegal for them getting the land. That's not what I mean. But what I'm trying to say is, like you find the whole of this area, you know, the area, you find one tribe in this area. You go to another area, you find one tribe. This tendency of trying to get plots and distributing it for particular ethnic group. First of all, is it a good thing and how do we handle it?
That is bad. That is absolutely bad. This, you cannot, you see, a very diverse nation like South Sudan. This is not how we can live. We have to live together, the Shuluk and the Bari and the Nuer. You cannot isolate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why always when there is fighting or anything, people will kill themselves. So that is wrong. But my point is here, Sebed William, my point is here. Anybody who came to Juba, if you are working in police, in the army, government is supposed to allocate a piece of land to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now ministers have houses now. If you go to Wazarat, they are given houses by the government. What about the soldier? Where is he going to go? It is also responsibility of the government to take care of these soldiers. Where are they going to stay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the Ministry of Defense, the police, the other institutions, and the central government, because Juba is the seat of government, they should talk to the government of Central Equatoria for the issue of the land.
Great.
For those who don't have, let me finish the point.
I just wanted to.
Now, the Central Equatoria government will talk to the community of the host community that we need some land. Because now, Juba is expanding, but there are no new areas being developed.
Yes, and as I say, that never give the army or the police the licenses to go and begin grabbing.
No,
should go and, or if they have a problem with land and they are brought here to Juba, and then they should be able to address that with their ministry, and then the ministry will take there and how they can be able to accommodate these people in whatsoever location. The same with the army. Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think it is not the responsibility of individual soldiers to seek for land in the manner that they are doing. I think the reason why there is a Ministry of Defense is to be able to address some of these things, including issues of the welfare of these soldiers. So I think right now this has come in as a message that the Ministry of Justice should collaborate with the state government and really have a solution to this problem. Otherwise, we are going to see this increase, and it's even going to be worse, because what you see is simply a signal of people also returning in some of the locations other than Juba. This is already happening in places like Yei. It's happening in places in Nimule, where you come and you find that there are people already settling in your land. So the more our brothers and sisters in the refugee camps come to this country, the more conflict related to land is going to happen. And I think it is a responsibility of the government to look at the land issue as a serious aspect of the peace process. Otherwise, you cannot concentrate on the agreement and ignore emerging threat to stability like the land issue.
Right. Just in less than a minute, so we can take some phone calls, please.
There is other thing that I want to add. You see, the actual expansion of Juba. If you go now to hire a shop, or even if you want to rent a shop, how much is it? They will tell you $1,000, $2,000. What kind of shop is this? Is this in Manhattan in New York? This is not in Manhattan.
Not even that.
Where is it? Where is it? We have went all over the world to Europe. I was shocked to see some houses are being rent near $10,000. It's because the land is limited. We have a problem of housing. The housing is a problem, and shops are a problem. So when you run a shop with $3,000 or $1,000, what are you going to sell there? If you are selling water, how much is going to be the bottle of water? It will be $5 or $10 to recover that. So in the terms of economy, it's not good for us.
Great.
We have to address this.
And I think you're right there, because let me make this point. I think of recent, especially last year, we have realized that the state government has put on hold the issues of, for example, showing the demarcated land, whether it is in Amadi or all these areas. This has come. You know, they really need to move faster and try to address these issues. Because, like what Macha said, what we are seeing is actually because of concentration of people in one area. We need to open up these areas. People are holding land titles, by the way. Some of them are really handling genuine land titles for years, and they have not been shown this land. There is a vast piece of land on the way to Ye Road, Nimle Road, to all these places. These places need to be open. And I think the more people extend to this location, the less the security issues. Because when they remain bush, that is where even the security problem begins.
All right. Well, I totally agree with the two of you, especially when you said, we have a housing and land issues in this country. And it's totally expensive. I went to Lemungava. Somebody wanted to buy a land, and they're telling me it's $45,000 in Lemungava. $45,000. I was like, okay, how much is a teacher? How long? It's just abnormal. Extremely abnormal. Something needed to be addressed on the issue of prices of land. Well, call us and talk to us this morning. Be live. This is the Miraya Breakfast Show, and we are talking about land grabbing. And this story came as the Barri community have come up strongly and said their land is being grabbed, and by people who are meant to protect them, and that is people in the forces. Well, let's take another caller here on the program. Good morning. Yes, marhab.
Sabah
Noor, marhab beg. Mama Esther Moose?
Yes.
You are. What's the kidam?
Okay, Barnami said didn't ask William Wodea. I just had that eye and so that low. If I mind what I have said William come moving again is in Spanish service. The key loan among the Muhaba or Salam, you know, Sudan Kabir, Zeta guy and his cousin, you were the offer be also. Or what I had that a tear, one of which I get ship. The king can then want to come to water. The salamu muhaba. The better tena kulu. The kilo kwa mbadu maki fogo. The yata bisiru tazo. Oba da gozo lema kedija. Ya lo. Watata tama bisiru bade. Lo sazuru bade. Ita bisiru kaman. Dunia de mafi aji yata bisiru. Ita dija beiden taki. Ya la tagro beiden taki. The king kere na kwae mbadu. Kaman na kadi. Asa adumo tuwa lomo. The natural begins. Oman mukini wodi malezo obadaga lota maja fogo oman bisilo kamani oman duruata biubara badaga ita albiu de ana biu awele ana bija sababu adun na bisilo rota na nishila dele munu ana dera sasua dele oman kada marua oman bija simu mal kada oman bija simu be muhaba o kada marua be salami asebedule mosoka.
Shukran kalis mama Esther mama Musara kabitak fi barnami kena silu mukala matani fikat, so we give the chance to our guests to answer it at once. Good morning
William.
Welcome, your name please.
This is Daniel Miana from Kajok.
Daniel from Kajok.
First of all, I have repeated the topic of discussion William, and my question to the guest in the studio is very short and brief. You know, this issue of land, actually, this issue of land is not only the problem in the, of the city, but it is the whole country which is driven to problem by this issue of land. You know, even the community, even the ordinary community which are residing outside, actually they are facing a lot of problems residing of this allocation of land. Because government actually has, our government has issued a land act, which is not really being followed by the institution.
So you're saying the land act is not being implemented.
My question is why land act is not updated, so that it meets the interest of the community and the interest of the government and in the interest of the ordinary citizen who is residing in the ordinary city.
All right. Thank you for talking to us. We do appreciate your call. Let's begin with that, Mr. Jame. He's saying the land act not being upgraded to meet the needs of the people.
This is very brilliant. Do you know that as a sovereign country, literally South Sudan does not have a land law of itself? The laws that he's even talking about is the 2009 Land Act.
That was inherited
from from the interim constitution of 2005. That land itself derived its force from the interim constitution, not necessarily from the current constitution as amended. There are a lot of issues, provisions that do not longer meet the current expectation of the people of South Sudan. And therefore, he's absolutely right to say that the first thing South Sudan should have done is to revisit some of these laws and make sure that they are reviewed to meet the current situation of this country.
All right. Yes, Andrea, please respond to Mama Esther.
I will respond to Mama Esther in Arabic. She answered the question in Arabic.
Yes, what's
the question? Mama Esther, kalam batak de inu finas bbiyo wata lezoltani. Ubatshwaya, yubiyo lezoltani. Ubatshwaya, yubiyo lezoltani. Ya, Mama Esther, mishkela batana, de mishkela batak ganun. Awal haja, Sultan maa miki neji min belet. Yekali shokol betao fi belet. Uyugul jaya kun masul min wata. Asyana gasi muwata le nas. Dama shokol betao Sultan. Sultan maa gasi muwata le nas fi Nairobi, wala fi New York, wala fi Washington. malukan fi junub gal sultan bu gasi muatale nas dama shokol ta sultan da shokol bita dola dola ma ganun ganun ya bodi wata umma mungkin zoltane bi biawlo wata ashara kam samara bro biawlo de wurak de fi adu mel de adu computer al bashir wata wahad le 20 nafar fi haja ismu fi mushkila bita hada mahtaram al ganun ashan kida nahnu dairin fi junub sudan Alan management beta wata kada shiru bara minida beta 30
okay
ashanat ma shakal tane
well that's good but
that yes. will be very controversial
because at the moment it says the land belongs
yeah,
to the
because
people
right now,
no no land belongs
to the people
no management
yeah, that's the thing
management regulated, does not belong to community
regulated by the government
but communities are not engineers mm-hmm.
huh? but the land belongs to the people
chiefs are not engineers
Huh? All right. So let's go through some of the social media comments that are coming here to me this morning.
Okay.
Amanya Christopher Goodell is writing from Torit and is saying the government can play a key role in bringing an end to land grabbing. Painfully, they even grab the land from government institutions such as schools to build their personal houses. How can we remove much impunity from such senior government officials who behave above the law? That is one. Another comment coming from Luzak Koyesan, and he's writing here in Juba, and he's saying the state government should be very serious about the local chiefs who are giving land out at illegal costs. And Jinai is saying land grabbing has become a chronic political disease in South Sudan. Lucky Constantine is saying the problem is our leaders use their powers to grab land. If they don't stay up, land grabbing will continue and there will be no peace in the country. Deng Philip Aro is saying those sleeping in cemeteries on streets and yet there is plenty of space outskirts of Juba getting piece of land for accommodation is not land grabbing. So he's saying we should depreciate this. Getting a piece of land for accommodation is not land grabbing. And Marco Mabior is saying, if land grabbing is the cause of conflict in South Sudan, why do some people kill those innocent people who don't know anything about land grabbing? And Magok Mabor from Rumbek is saying, in our country, land dispute committee formed to carve down issues related to land. The committee comprises of chiefs and elderly people within the community. This is he's saying local government remains supervisor of the committee that brought normalcy of land dispute in our country. And finally, Jawir Adob Mau is saying, making people to understand others may contribute. All documents for plot must be gotten from one authority. Establish industries and factories to take large number of employees. So yes, these are some of the comments coming on the social media. There are many, many, many on our social media now. Please don't hesitate to continue with the conversation. But I'm giving you a chance to comment on some of these as we round up the program. Let me begin with you, Andrea. You seem to have something to say about Amanya Christopher, who started and saying that the government have a key role to play. But unfortunately, even some government officials grab government institution lands like schools, like football fields and mm-hmm. and all that. And, you know, and he's saying this level of impunity, how can we stop it for government officials who think they are above the law?
And that is why I was telling you that the issue of land is issue of rule of law. Mm-hmm. This I have already talked about it. But I do agree. There is someone who was saying that chiefs are not supposed to be demarcating
land.
You see, even those who are demarcating now, they call themselves chiefs. Mm-hmm. Although they are not indigenous people of this land. Mm-hmm.
They might come from other places, but they say they are the chiefs.
Nenu Salatin. And they are not even here. It is not his land. But he will call himself Anna Sultan. What are you going to do?
Okay.
This is one. Secondly,
because we really don't have time now.
They should be acquired. Someone was saying there that mm-hmm. land should be acquired from one authority.
Mm-hmm.
One authority.
And yes.
I just want to emphasize that.
That is very important. Yes. Yeah.
I'll give in terms of recommendation. One is that one of our biggest problem causing this confusion is because we don't have a digitalized system of land registry. And therefore, you find that this multiple land title emerging because nobody can easily systematically follow this. Number two, there is a problem of militarization and politicization of chiefs. Right now, you would notice that even in our study, it is clearly indicated that some of the chiefs are chiefs that are just appointed by some few generals and individuals to be able to represent them in these various communities. I think we need to respect our cultures and ensure that the analogy that lands belong to the people or to the community must be respected, right. And therefore they should be given the power to able to decide on their
land. That's the time we have right about now, and I would like to tell you thank you so much. It's been great conversation and great having you here in the studio. Thank you, Jame, and thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
I do appreciate
thank you.
Thank you.